underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they need the color after it.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
We're back, and we checked out the new, I don't know, Shout Factory or Scream Factory release of Class of 1984.
Which I enjoyed watching again. I haven't seen it for years.
I mean, it's the first time it's been on anything. I don't think, I guess it was on VHS. That was it.
Yeah.
I'd say for the most part it looked decent. There were certain scenes that looked a lot better than others, but, and then it's got some extras in it where they're talking to some of the actresses and actors and stuff, so.
They talk to that Lisa Langlois and, what's the other lady's name?
I have no idea.
No, I can't remember her name, but.
But.
And they talk to Perry King as well.
Well, it's a cool little, exploitative movie. I mean, I think.
Yeah. But what I was telling Steve was that I think this was a little bit ahead of its time because I don't think schools were that, even city schools, were that bad at that time. But I think they are now. I could see stuff like that happening now, especially here in Louisville.
Well, didn't you see it? It was based on a true story, they say.
They say, but.
And that was made up in Toronto, and I forgot.
Yeah, it was Canadian.
It was either, was it J-Dog or somebody was saying that they kind of went around that area. Maybe it was the other guy, Tony Pepperoni.
Anthony Nichol?
Yeah, that they,
Nicklert, I think.
Nicklert, yeah, saw the school.
Yeah, I think I remember one of them saying something like that.
But anyway, it's a nice little movie.
I thought it was good to revisit it and actually get to watch it in HD.
And we watched the new riff tracks of Radical Jack with Billy Ray Cyrus.
With Billy Ray Cyrus. I don't know who in their right mind thought it was a good idea to make a movie with Billy Ray Cyrus, whose only claim to fame was Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah, like they say, it's kind of a rip-off of Roadhouse in a way. They took some parts of that. But
if you want to see a good movie with that premise, a really good movie, then watch Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse, please, God.
But yeah, there's some really bad country music in this, and then, I don't know, it's just really bad. Of course, it riff tracks had some good riffs on it.
And it has Dee Dee Pfeiffer on it,
yeah.
Playing the love interest.
So.
And some guy that looks like Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
A cross between Ben Affleck and somebody else.
Yeah, it was decent.
It was decent with the riff tracks. I don't think I could have watched it without the riff tracks because they were making me laugh.
Yeah, I mean, this movie's not, you cannot watch it without that. But, and we watched a commentary, which probably will come out before this show, of He Knows You're Alone, which is on Vudu in HD, which it was a decent transfer.
I'll say it's on our Vudu. It might not be on everybody's.
No, they'd have to buy it.
Yeah.
Or,
but it is available.
So, a lot of stuff is on Vudu that's not available in physical media as far as in HD. I mean, Madman was for a long time, but it's coming out this summer.
Yeah. And April Fool's Day, the original April Fool's Day.
Hmm.
Is also on there on HD, so.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's some cool stuff gonna happen.
And I thought that, I thought He Knows You're Alone looked really, really good. It's a huge step up from the DVD.
Huge.
Yeah, huge, Steve.
That thing is huge, man. Thing's huge!
Did you watch anything else today?
I tried to watch a new movie called Skid Trade, but of course, as you know, I fell asleep.
Oh, with Dolph Lundgren?
And Tony Jaa, but I'll have to watch it again because I fell asleep.
Is that how, what year is that movie?
That just came out.
Oh, it just came out. And, also, I got three movies in today from Amazon, but I haven't had the opportunity to watch. Of watching them, and Steve says I can watch them after he goes to bed, which means he has...
generous.
He has absolutely zero interest in watching these movies with me.
0.0.
So, what I got, for anybody that's interested, is the... And I guess this is the Arrow release in the U.S.
Nobody's interested.
Of Mark of the Devil, which I'm looking forward to watching.
Mark of the Devil!
Yeah. And, also, oh, I think I already talked about Reanimator. I got that the other day.
Right.
And I also got Bloody Birthday. Severin Films put out Bloody Birthday, on Blu-ray.
Which, I wish you would stop talking about your Bloody Birthday.
Yeah, and Steve's talking like he's British now. But there's not a whole lot in the way of extras. But there is an interview with the director, Ed Hunt.
Mike Hunt is Steve, in the parking lot.
Yeah, Steve's quoting Porky's now. And there's also an interview with Lori Lethen that I'm kind of looking forward to watching.
Good for you, Dana.
And listening to. And I also got, and I can hear the groans now. Because Steve has already groaned and looked at me like I'm an insane woman. But I did get the Grindhouse version on Blu-ray of Cannibal Holocaust with the soundtrack and everything. Just because even though Steve has it, and even though Steve and I are married and we live in the same house, I wanted it for my own collection.
Great.
Even though Steve says our collections are one collection, it's not his collection and my collection. So, I'm kind of looking forward to watching that one again.
Because her copy's going to be different than mine.
Yeah. Yeah, I talked to them at Amazon. I said, you better make this different than the one my husband has. And they assured me that it would be.
Oh, awesome stuff, Dana.
So, I will get to talk about that a little later after I've actually watched them.
Nice. So, we'll be back after this.
Ah.
Wanka.
So what's your name, Icy?
Stuntman Mike.
Stuntman Mike's your name.
You ask anybody.
Hey, Warren. Who is this guy?
Stuntman Mike.
And who the hell is Stuntman Mike?
He's Stuntman.
Thank you.
was that one.
No. Yeah, the older lady.
No, I thought she was the one that was...
No. But anyway, we're watching... We finished up watching and did a commentary for New York Ripper.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time I've watched it in a while. My first thoughts is about the Blu-ray. It looks really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, you know, like we said.
Yeah, she was that one.
Oh, she was?
She was the prostitute in the live sex show.
Oh, okay.
Well, I wondered why they kept showing, you know. But
yeah, I guess I was hoping it was the other chick. But anyway, again, it was pretty graphic. Very
sleazy.
Very sleazy. Some of the special effects in HD kind of give away the fakeness of it, but there's certain ones that are look really good, like the nipple cutting scene was pretty even.
Yeah, which I think looks pretty realistic. The eye scene didn't really, but how realistic can you make it unless you do what was rumored on the Thriller, A Cruel Picture, and stab a corpse in the eye.
Mm. So, if you haven't got that, and you haven't seen this one, if you like Fulci, you might want to give it a try. It's pretty mean-spirited towards women. And
women's groups are really hated.
And another thing about this movie is you get to see New York back in 1981 or 2, and in 42nd Street, full-on sleaze.
Yeah, but what was funny about 42nd Street when they showed it, it was like, you would have normal movies, and then all of a sudden it'd be triple X-rated stuff and peep shows, and then martial arts films, and then...
Well, grindhouses love those martial arts movies, but last night, the first movie we watched was called Inbred, and it was in 3D.
Oh, yeah.
And this is from, like, 2011, and it was... the 3D was useless.
And somebody had did a major chop job on this.
Yes.
And we saw nothing.
All the horror gags, which may have been in 3D and have some kind of good stuff, was cut. I mean, every time they were getting ready to chop,
cut
somebody's leg off with a chainsaw, and you heard the chainsaw, and then like a second, it's like it flipped, and then the guy's walking away, and the chick's dead.
So... all these people that are talking about it being so gory, I don't know what version they were.
I'm getting another version of it, but I mean, I ain't gonna watch it for a while. But yeah, I was really disappointed, and it was 3D and all this, but there was no. You couldn't watch the film without your glasses, but when you put your glasses on, I did not really see any depth.
Nothing popped.
No.
Nothing was jetting out of the television.
So, and this is an older British movie from like 2011.
I didn't realize it was that old.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard of it. And there was probably a reason behind that.
And then we watched Atticus Institute, which is basically a fake documentary. And they're basically looking into people with telekinesis. And they find this lady, after a few attempts, they find, you know, some people are cheating and tricking them, and they kind of get discouraged, but this one chick comes in and she's got real telekinesis and moving stuff around, and from that point the movie goes on a little bit, because about she's kind of bad luck follows this chick, and if you work at this institute, people die and their family members die. It's just getting really crazy,
and it has a twist in it. It's not
it's like a fake documentary about this. I mean, I really like that, but it did come a little repetitive near the end, like the last 20-30 minutes. It's just like, okay, we've seen this,
it's time to just...
It's time to
move it
to do
on.
It, you know?
And there was some bad CG.
A little, I mean, if you can do... There's things to do. You don't need CG for everything. Even a small blood spurt would have been better than the CG. But anyway,
was she in Campbell Ferox?
Yeah, she is. I didn't know it was her.
We're watching something with the sound down about this actress that was in New York Ripper, but she was evidently also in Campbell Ferox. I think she looks a lot better now, and she did in those movies.
I mean, she looks older, but I mean, she might be, I don't know, but anyway, it's interesting. Campbell Ferox is coming out on Blu-ray, which I want to get, but I want to wait. I don't see no need to hurry and get it. It's not like it's going to be in some limited quantity or something.
Oh, well, I guess so.
No.
I may go ahead and get it, and then Steve won't have to get it.
There you go. Now watch something else.
Well, Steve actually was in and out of it during Atticus
Institute.
Which, Atticus Institute, I'll just say a little bit about, I think it could have been so much better if they had cut out some of the talking in it.
Well,
and moved the story along a little bit quicker than they did. Like Steve said, they had repetition of certain stuff where it got to the point where this is not, it's not making me feel, have cold chills anymore. It's not making me, you know, jump anymore, because they just kept doing it over and over again. And if you do that, anything repetitive too much in a movie, it's going to get old and nobody's going to have any reaction to it.
She was also on Amazonia.
I have that movie.
I do too. She said they didn't have no food on there and chickens were starving to death and so was the crew. But anyway, I think that was Umberto Lindsay. But,
oh, she's talking about Bruno Mattei.
Yeah. She was at the funeral of them. But I'm trying to think of anything else that I watched, not really, I can't think.
We basically spent today with my parents.
Yeah.
Who made their first visit since I moved here.
I guess tomorrow we might talk about Avengers Age of Ultron, because we're going to go see that.
Steve says we're going to go see it, so.
If it's not sold out, so.
You think there might be a chance it could be
sold out? No, we'll be good. So, we'll be back after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, a minute with America's fearless shock producer, packager of Frenzy of Blood, as he lays it on the line.
Why your brutally frank package of films consisting of I Dismember Mama and Blood Spattered Bride?
Ah, let's not kid each other. You see it in the headlines every day. I finally had guts enough to put it on film.
Why were these two motion pictures put together?
To act as a rude awakening, an eye-opener, sir. After all, people have a right to see and judge for themselves.
Ah, come on. I've seen these films, and frankly, I think they're too violent, too raw, too brutal for the average person. Haven't you even taken any precautions?
No one under 17 will be admitted unless they're properly accompanied by a parent or adult guardian. We'll be strictly enforcing the R rating and be passing out a little device to everyone attending our showings.
Will you enlighten us in regard to that device?
No, not on the radio.
I Dismember Mama and Blood Spattered Bride, a frenzy of blood that'll take you through the ringer and doesn't care where the axe falls.
All right, Dana. Dina.
Don't call me that. Call me the right name.
So, we watched and did a commentary for the New York Ripper. Did you remember? Did it strike you differently or what? We've seen it plenty of times.
Yeah, well,
so.
Yeah.
You haven't seen the Blu-ray, have you?
No, I had not seen
the
Blu-ray.
So, the Blu-ray looked good to me. Pretty good. Anyway.
It looked decent.
I mean, of course, it makes some of the stuff look faker than it really did, or than it did on DVD.
Yeah, and there was, you know, I think the only other time I've seen it was on the DVD that you gave me.
Yeah.
And there were certain things that I forgot about in between times watching it, so it was kind of like I was watching it again for the first time.
For the very first time?
Well, whatever joke Steve's making there.
But. Foreigner.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, yeah, the commentary will be next time after this show, the next week.
Yeah, because I tortured Steve and made him sit through He Knows You're Alone, which is Which is up on the dead pit site now, I think.
Unless they took it down since they're being dicks.
No, I don't think they took it down.
Then we, I also watched a movie that, I don't know, Dana listened to most of it, was that Terror Squad. Where Libyan terrorists try to take over, or they basically...
I didn't really understand that.
They invade Kokomo, Indiana, which the movie has got Chuck Connors in it and Ken Foray's in it as a deputy. Chuck Connors is the sheriff. And in the
which seems weird to me.
The first 30 minutes or more is a car chase.
Oh, and you know who else was in it? For anybody that's seen Legend of Billy Jean, the guy that played Mr. Pyatt is on that movie, too.
And after they do this, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a chase scene, but it's not like they're constantly... They're just driving around for a large part of the thing. And then they end up at this high school, and they take these kids in detention, and their teacher hostage. And then
were they in detention? I didn't know if they were in detention.
The kid was he was watching like the old 20-minute aerobic workout on his little TV.
Why was that nerdy kid in detention?
I didn't pay attention.
Oh, okay.
But and it goes on from there, and there's
and
a hostage.
And bootleg Jason Lively.
Yeah, bootleg Jason Lively's the star of the kids, and then. But it's, oh man, I mean, that just blew me away for that 35 minutes of them driving around at the beginning.
And yeah, then, and it was like nothing was happening for a while, and then all of a sudden when they got to the high school and took all them hostage, it kicked into high gear.
Evidently, this is like it's like somebody from Kokomo, Indiana freaking produced this movie or did something.
Because,
I mean, why would you choose it that place for this?
Our buddy Phil's Phil Pines from Kokomo.
Yeah.
Maybe he knows who
I was going to mention on there, but yeah. And then lastly, I ventured out to see a movie in the middle of the week, which I usually don't do, and it was the Riff Tracks Live, mm-hmm. The Room.
Which Steve and I have both determined that we've watched The Room way too many times in way too many forms.
Yeah, it was... But what did you think about the Riff Tracks and all the experience? I mean,
I thought it was funny. I really wish that we could see them like live where they're actually there. But that was the next best thing to actually, you know, seeing the guys in the flesh, so to speak. But
yeah, they were at the Belcourt Theater in Nashville, which we were going to go see the Beyond.
Which it sold out.
Yeah. Well, I read online if you contributed to their Kickstarter, you got a day ahead notice you had a day before they went on sale to buy them. So those people got guaranteed to get tickets if they wanted them.
So Riff Tracks guys had a Kickstarter?
For, I guess, this. Yeah, I remember seeing it now, but I didn't know anything about it, but yeah, I mean, I liked it, especially at the beginning. They actually had those annoying things at the beginning of movies, like
the
those
shorts.
Little trivia, and then trivia and the anagrams and all kinds of stuff that they had done. So it was fun because they always come up with some made up facts and all kinds of
and
stuff.
And then they had a short all about these kids making boats out of different things.
Oh God, yeah, they were making boats out of styrofoam and milk cartons.
But it was watchable because they were making fun of that.
Yeah, it floats.
Otherwise, I couldn't have. I don't think I could.
No, that was, oh, God, I'd kill some kids.
But they didn't have the Norman shorts. Maybe they showed all the Norman shorts.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But
those were pretty funny.
Later on, they're going to show Sharknado 2 and then Miami Connection and then some kind of Santa Claus and the Ice Cream Bunny or something.
We're going to see most of them, if not all of them.
Maybe. I'm not sure about the Santa Claus one, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But I think, don't you have the Santa... No, you've got one... Is it Santa Claus versus the Martians or
yeah.
something like that? You've got the rib tracks for that.
Excuse me. Mystery Science Theater as well. And they have another one, just called, a Mexican one called Santa Claus, that's really good, really funny. So,
it sounds funny.
So, we're going to watch a shit ton of movies next time.
Even though Dana has to go to work tomorrow. This is one of the Saturdays I'm working.
But you'll have a commentary next time, and then after that we'll have another show. So, Talk to you later.
And maybe if I can get Stig to do another commentary, we'll...
Maybe.
We'll have another commentary.
Maybe.
But then, but the next time I get to pick the one.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, there's no maybe about it. I will maybe. Pick it because you picked New York Ripper.
Maybe.
And I gave Stig some choices this last time, and he said they were too grim to do commentaries over. So.
I'll kill somebody just for you. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
He won the Medal of Honor in Vietnam. He was busted from the San Diego police force. And the girl he loved was killed by the Pacific Ocean. In the last day and a half, he's creamed a motorcycle cop in Colorado. Wiped out a Jaguar XKE in Utah. Kept a rendezvous with two bulldozers in Cisco, California. His name is Kowalski, and he lives with speed. To get himself up, to get himself gone. Barry Newman is Kowalski in Vanishing Point. In his supercharged Challenger, he ran through every roadblock, speed trap, and dragnet the cops of four states could come up with. It took him 26 hours to become a legend, a hero, the super driver of the Golden West. Barry Newman, Dean Jagger, Cleavon Little. Vanishing Point. In color from 20th Century Fox. Rated GP. All ages. Parental
guidance.
It is,
Dana. We're recording now.
Okay. Well, I was trying to figure out what this was, but whatever.
But, so we watched two newer movies. Well, one newer movie and one old.
One brand new movie.
Yeah. And so we watched that one first, which was this movie that's gotten a lot of buzz recently on friends from Facebook. It's called Headless, and as near as I can tell, it's supposed to be a fake 1978 slasher,
like a lost slasher.
Yeah, you have a killer in a skull mask who's going around killing women and
basically torturing women.
Right now, that's where me and Dano's talking. I mean, when I've seen, when you watch slashers, it's not, there's no slasher that has basically where they just sit there and torture women and cut legs off
and
eyeballs and eat them and fuck their heads.
Yeah.
Severed heads,
yeah,
that is.
Stick their penises in these
heads. I think there's one movie called Header that did that, but nothing from 1978 or 80.
You're talking stuff like Texas Chainsaw Massacre and stuff like that, which I guess this was trying to be like, but it obviously wasn't. I don't know what it was like, but it was not what I was expecting from the buzz that was going around.
Well, it's kind of exactly what I expected.
Really?
Yes, well, unfortunately.
I guess I was hoping.
Yeah.
For something.
And there was some, you know, there was a little bit of a story in there, about
yeah,
the girl.
If they had stayed more with that instead of.
Yes.
So much of that torture.
But, I mean, that was more like 15 minutes or 20 minutes out of the entire
at
100 or 85-minute runtime. And we got, like, backstory of the killer, which is a kid. His mom locked him in a cage, and his mom and his sister basically just, like, you know, tortured him, basically.
Cut off rabbit heads and fed them to him. And
his sister peed on him. And
yeah.
I mean, nobody, what kind of, you know, it's just like craziness, and then they, you know, at the end, they, I mean, he basically just kills people.
That's Alone in the Dark.
Yeah.
Never mind, I was looking at something that, some random stuff Steve's got on here.
It's like a mixtape.
Called Question Mark.
I like to make some of these where they put a bunch of video together, but this one seems more of a, I don't know, horror-related, but
yeah.
Mismatch. But anyway, so, you know, the movie, I think, there's some correlation between this movie and the movie Found.
Which Steve watched and I didn't.
I watched a while back, and I kind of liked it. So I definitely suggest checking that one out. But as far as this one, I'm not too sure about. But, you know, I didn't care for it.
But some of the people in our circles that really, really liked it.
Is that Fall Break?
That's
Fall Break.
Mutilator.
Fall Break. What's this thing?
Well, it came out as the Mutilator.
That's the best video I've seen of Fall Break or Mutilator.
That's the best quality.
Yeah.
When I was doing my fanzine, I interviewed the guy that played Ralph in this, the jokester, the prankster.
And this other movie that we watched was something that Dana wanted to see.
Well, I was curious about it. Now my curiosity is satiated. And I never want to see it again.
It's French for Rape Me. It's from 2001, Dana said, and basically it's...
Well, Joe Bob Briggs mentioned it on the commentary he did for the original I Spit on Your Grave as a rape revenge movie, and I thought,
the thing is, there's only one lady get raped, and she got raped with another woman. That other woman's gone. You never see her again.
You don't see her anymore.
And so the one that got raped just gets pissed off, and then she ends up killing her brother, and she hooks up with this, I guess she's a prostitute, that we see, and there's also a lot of dick sucking in this movie.
There's a lot of
real dick sucking.
There's hardcore
and masturbation,
pornography type
guys
stuff.
Jerking it.
And I really didn't need to see that.
No, no one does. Ain't nothing sexy about a guy jerking.
There wasn't anything sexy about a lot of this stuff.
But so they hook up, and then basically they just go around killing people. And the one chick, the prostitute, really wasn't didn't get raped or anything, and she just like gets.
She just went ape with
that.
She just
likes
girl.
It, and they just start killing people.
It what I told Steve was like thrill killings. It wasn't a rape revenge thing to me, because the chick that got raped didn't even try to fight off her attackers. They said take off your pants. She took off her pants, got down on all fours, and let them screw her up the butt and.
Well, they finally got tired because she wouldn't move. She was a dead fuck like Crispin Glover.
I guess, but anyway, I got where I had no sympathy for, and I assume you were supposed to have some sympathy.
I don't know what the
girls.
Fuck you're supposed to do with this. It's more like...
But I didn't, because it was like they were not getting revenge. It was like they were having fun doing this.
They weren't like it was just like... I don't know. It's basically you're just following these killers going around and them killing people.
I mean, like I Spit on Your Grave, or at least the original I Spit on Your Grave, I felt for Camille Keaton.
That was different. This is not...
She was gang raped, and she was getting revenge on the guys that gang raped her.
Yeah, but this ain't got that. So, she didn't get revenge on the guys that raped her at all in this movie, because they left town.
You never saw those guys again. Just like you never saw the chick that was with her that got raped when she did. So I think
so far we've kind of 2-for-0, right, Dana? We ain't got.
Yeah, I think though, if you're, I guess, even though it really wasn't rape revenge in the classic sense, if you're a rape revenge completist, you might want to try it. But
it's French in subtitles.
Yeah,
which
you
is
have
fine.
To read subtitles.
There is a release, I believe, Arrow or somebody put a release out. I'm not sure.
Arrow put
at least DVD release. Oh my God, he jumped in cactus.
Oh, that would hurt.
Oh, fuck
this is
some that.
Hard stuff on here.
These motherfuckers look like pins.
Did he jump in?
Yes. Office? Yeah, well, jackass style. That's what you get for being a jackass.
It's Little Red Riding.
Did you watch Reanimator on Blu-ray, Dana?
I watched about half of it.
And
then
Your thoughts on the transfer?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying it's awful like some people said. It has parts where it looks really good and other parts not so good. And it does have, like, not film grain, but, like, those artifacts, like, you know, that black stuff, like hairs and things that go through the film.
So it wasn't clean. It didn't clean it up too much.
But a lot of the images look sharper, like face, like up close on their face and stuff like that, I thought looked better. And colors were real vivid, like the greens that are in Reanimator, that fluorescent green color.
Yeah, they made that. So, Dana got me the, Screen Factory class of 1984, so we'll
be
checking.
Which we haven't watched it.
We'll be checking it out tomorrow.
And I told Steve, I think I've seen that a long time ago, back in my probably VHS days.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's
it was
the only
probably,
way to see it.
It was probably something that we, you know, rented or something.
And then the next, also got the Arrow Blu-ray steelbook of Blood and Black Lace.
Which we have not watched.
We're going to watch that tomorrow as well. So,
And I also have three more Blu-rays coming tomorrow.
She won't tell me what they are. So,
Well, okay. For the sake of our show, I can tell you what they are.
All right.
I can hear Steve now when I tell you.
I know, because she's bought some of them that I have.
No, I bought one that you got. Just one.
All right. Announce them, Dana, quickly. Or
all right.
At your
Shall
own
I save the one that you already have for last?
You save whichever one you think.
Okay, Bloody Birthday is one I got.
Yes.
Which Steve was able to obtain me a HD, or at least 720p, I guess, of it. Okay, that's one I got. Which I can say right off the bat that it doesn't really have any high-end extras on it, but I just wanted it on Blu-ray. So.
Okay, number two, Dana.
Okay. The Arrow, it's an Arrow release, but it was off the USA Amazon site of Mark of the Devil.
And it was new?
Yeah.
How much was that?
I don't think it cost very much. It was probably under $20.
Arrow Blu-ray of Mark of the Devil.
Yeah. And last but not least is one that I've been wanting. And I could, people feel free to laugh at me. People laughed at me when I bought the Friday 13th set after Steve bought it. But I've been wanting this, so I got Cannibal Holocaust.
The same one I got from Grindhouse?
Yes.
Wow.
See, I knew. I'm watching Steve's face. Everybody cannot see Steve's face. But
that's insane, Dana.
He thinks I'm crazy, but anyway.
No, I don't think it. Is what's his face, Sid?
Who?
Sid Haig.
Oh.
I don't think it. I knows it.
You're Sid Haig.
I calls him like I sees him.
Sid Haig's doing the Captain Spaulding makeup one more time for photos.
I saw his balls. When he was doing that. Remember, the unrated version shows his balls?
No, I don't. No offense to Sid Haig.
I don't know if maybe it's stunt balls. I don't know.
Well, hopefully they were.
So, trying to think. But I think that's about it for us right now. We'll be coming back. Maybe we'll have one of these movies or something else.
Well, but Steve's not going to watch Cannibal Holocaust.
No, I haven't seen it. Wait a second. Cannibal Holocaust, I think we talked about this on the show. The only parts that were really Blu-ray quality were the people, was everything except what was in the jungle.
Well, I still wanted it.
I mean,
and I'm going to keep my.
And I got the damn movie twice on Blu-ray. Remember, I got the Shameless version
well,
on Blu-ray.
Well, that's your fault.
Oh, it's my fault.
Didn't I get you the Shameless one?
Yeah, and you're shameless for buying it again. Maybe I think I sold that one. Didn't I sell? I think I sold.
Yeah, it seems like you did on eBay.
Yeah, I think I sold that one. So anyway, I sold Sex World on.
Well, I'm glad Steve got rid of that movie because
she didn't. I should have copied the damn soundtrack though, but I didn't. But anyway,
I didn't like that movie.
I didn't care for. I mean, that just kind of opened
my
eyes.
There is no reason, in my opinion, to have porn on Blu-ray.
Well, I don't care. I mean, that's a movie with sex in it, so it's not. I consider it a little different above just straight porn. It was porn.
Oh, no, it was pretty much. You said it was weird.
It's just weird watching stuff like that now. And especially
You're married?
No, this now period. And especially in HD because this makes it even look stranger because it's like. There's a lot of guys just jerking off and jizzing, and I don't want to see, I don't want to see that.
Well, you're
period.
A normal man, Steve. You don't really want to see. Guys want to, unless they're gay guys, they want to see tits and ass on.
Well, I mean, I don't know, but maybe I'm just not going to be able to get into that retro porn stuff. It's, I don't care how grindhouse it is. I'm just not into porn, that kind of porn. And I'm not into porn that much anyway. Anyway, but, it's just gotten old.
But yet,
like
Steve,
me, I've gotten old.
But Steve still has an abundance of porn at his fingertips.
500 or 600 gigs of porn, probably. I have a whole drive somewhere that I even.
Which I don't know why we need to have that.
We don't. It's just,
why does Steve need to have that?
He just has it. It's just there.
He's got an other drive.
Yeah.
With
other.
That's what he told me. The other drive is for porn.
And you know, I had Jeff. Jeff will never listen to this, but he says I don't want his wife to find it. So I just said, just name a folder system settings. She'll never look in there. And that's what he did.
I think you've got a folder called System Settings, too.
Well, that's
or
probably,
operational files. Or
that's
something.
What it is. It's not. I didn't name
go
it that.
Look in there and see
you can look
I'm
in
for.
The operational files. That's
it's
something.
Like operational files do not delete.
That's on the drive that came with it. I didn't do that.
Just because you said that, I
yeah.
Just,
but I mean, that's what I told him. I said, "Just call it system settings."
Well, Steve told me up front that the other file had all the porn in it,
and
I went and looked there one day. Yep, that's where the
porn's
at.
Yeah, I don't lie about porn, but you know. But anyway,
off of porn, you know.
So.
Tomorrow Steve's going to be getting a new vehicle for anybody that cares.
Yeah, that's. Going to be when I don't have no money for 4 months for paying
but
off bills.
But he has to have a vehicle to get to work and other
yeah,
places.
But anyway, that's a good thing, I guess. But we'll be back after we watch another couple movies, I guess.
You going to make it through another couple movies?
No, I'm not going to make it through a couple movies. Not tonight.
Oh, I didn't think so.
Oh, yeah, I just want to say something. If you have a Roku channel, or a Roku, you want to look up a channel, do a search for a channel called Bizarre TV.
Yeah, Steve's been talking a lot about that.
Actually, I was trying to stay up a little bit later tonight because they're going to be showing, they have like a couple things they show. There's a streaming channel, so they'll show, like these horror hosts and they'll like show, like the Devil's Nightmare.
Steve's got a hard on for these horror hosts.
No.
I've seen that. That don't look good. It looks like two horse-looking women with some guy with devil horns or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, but that's old, too. It's not even, that's like 3-4 years old. But anyway.
I don't like that.
There's
kind
another
of
one
stuff.
That comes on 11. It's, they're going to have like an hour, but I guess it's going to show a condensed version of the Driller Killer. So I'm on a mic.
Of course, I don't like Rhonda Shearer either. And Steve
yeah, also, if you want to check, I got a Up All Night of Nightmare Sisters on the Dead Pit Roku channel.
Rhonda Shearer is like sleaze.
No, she's a bra salesman now.
A bra salesman?
Or like QVC or something. Shit. But anyway, also on the Roku channel, the Dead Pit Roku channel, that is, I got like a mixtape of like horror stuff. I thought it's like cinematic cadaver or some shit.
Is it got like death metal music and?
I hope not, but I can't vouch because I haven't seen it in a while, so it could be very much a death metal soundtrack all the way through. But anyway,
and I don't know that this is going to happen for sure. This isn't really related to our show, the one I do with Steve. But
oh boy!
Now that my good buddy Jenny is back, she's no longer MIA. She's back online again.
She's back online with some red wine.
Well, I don't know if she's got any red wine, but anyway, possibly that might mean a return to more seductive poison shows, and I've got to figure out some
tangent.
No, I got to figure out some free site that I can put the
Blog TV or Blogspot.
It's not free to put MP3s on. You got to pay.
Or Podbean.
Podbean.
Yeah, Podbean.
Who's using Podbean?
I used it once or twice when my other site was flaky, but Podbean is free, I think.
Well, I'll have to check it out.
If it still exists.
But I want something that I can customize and make it look kind of like the old site I had and not just this generic
stretched out
stuff.
Pictures of people.
It's not stretched out. People told me I did good design, good web design, except for my husband.
Won't you get a job doing web design, man?
Because nobody's going to give me a job doing it unless I've got a degree in it.
All right. This is exciting talk, but
I just thought I would let Fans of Seductive Poison know that. Yeah. And I will continue to do the Two Against shows with Steve.
Sure. Anyway, now, finally, we're going to go ahead and end this part, and we'll be back after this.
Bye.
Boo.
Charlton Heston is the Omega Man. The Omega Man. More than fantasy. Maybe. The future. Rated GP. Last night we watched, I think it's from 2012, it was Murder University, and it kind of wanted to be an 80s slasher type of movie.
Like, do you think it achieved that?
I thought at the beginning of it, it was a little, I thought it did in the middle, then at the end it kind of lost it, at the very end.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe I wasn't paying enough attention to it, but I just,
I think it was...
I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Well, I mean, we don't know why, but apparently there's a bunch of... On this college, there's a bunch of guys dressed up with these kind of, I don't know, like Asian devil masks, and they cut people's heads off. That's usually what they... That's all they did, mostly.
They didn't, slash anybody or anything like that.
They did, but, I mean, mostly it was... It was head cutting off with one swipe, so they had sharp.
There was one scene that sort of reminded me of Nightmare in the Damaged Brain.
I mean, it was So I mean, it, and this kid get on. They got. He was the main guy. He was like picked on, and he wouldn't stand up for himself at all. I mean, he was just like.
But I don't know why they were picking on him.
Because they let. Well, at first he's wearing a long sleeve shirt with a sweater vest. I think that pretty much singles you out. And it's all this supposed to take place in 1983 as well.
But even his professor in college was like...
Well, he was talking during his... during the teacher talk. So.
And this professor wanted to talk about everybody sucking on tits.
Yeah.
Well, I have no idea.
I'd like to take that course, but anyway...
You don't want to suck on a male's tits.
No, Dana Lynn.
Okay, well.
But, I like it. This is the same people who made made two other movies called None of That, which I haven't seen, and Disco Exorcist, which I have seen, which it's not bad. It wants to be a grindhouse movie, but it also wants to be kind of like a funny grindhouse movie, the horror thing, which I guess, but then, I don't know. But, it was okay. Today I watched one of my favorites. It's an action movie. It's No Retreat, No Surrender 2, Raging Thunder. Which, it's a name-only sequel to the one from the 86 or so.
Oh, so it really has no...
No, but there's a third one that, has the same character in this one and that one. I think his name's like Dorian or something Lauren. I can't
his
remember.
His real name? Or
yeah.
Real?
Oh, okay. Maybe it's Lauren is his first name. But anyway, he's like a, he looks like a guy I used to know. But he's really good. And these action movies, and then I was telling Dana that Cynthia Rodrock is in it as well. It's one of the, her, I guess it could be one of her first American or English speaking movie roles, because she does in she did a bunch of Hong Kong movies in the early 80s or mid 80s. But
well, what I told Steve that I liked about her is, like, she doesn't look like one of these hot, real hot chicks. But then Steve told me that later on she had a boob job done.
I think she got boob job done around 2000 or something,
and it
after
messed up her martial arts.
Well, I didn't say it messed her up. I mean, I might have said that, but it really, I mean, it just kind of, you know, when you got big boobs, you can't really jump around too much, I guess. I don't know. But this, I mean, it took place in Thailand for the most part, and then it probably was filmed over there. And action movies like this are like all real, no CG, and people falling down are actually falling down, you know, they're getting knocked down and mm-hmm. things break, I mean, explosions. This is a really...
And it had some fake, what were they, Buddhist monks or whatever?
Monks, yeah. Monks, what the hell?
Monks?
You said monks.
That's how it looks like. That's how it's spelled.
Monks. Okay. But
monks would be M-U-N-K-S. All
right. But, so, I mean, this was a VHS classic as far as, you know, you can get, you know, watching it back in the day. And then I got a DVD of it, which I'm pretty sure is a bootleg, but it looks widescreen and it looks a little bit better. But, you know, not nothing. I mean, like I say, it's a fun movie for a lazy afternoon to watch all the explosions and all the fight scenes and stuff.
Steve was tired. He needed
to. Yeah. And I mean, when I watched, I tried to find something else to watch, and I ended up watching this movie called Contamination Number 7, or Contamination 7. It might have been called The Crawlers. What a piece of crap. I mean, it looks like an Italian movie set up, but really...
It looked like one of those, Bruno Mattei.
I mean, movies. If it was an Italian movie, it might have got away with some of this, but it wasn't that, and it was just took too long to get to anything, and I know this is coming out on a double feature from Screen Factory, but hopefully the other movie is worth it, because this movie...
This may not be one that we're getting. No,
I'm definitely not getting that. I mean, it's just crap.
But we are going to get the Ghost House and Witchery.
Dana is.
Yeah, I might.
So, but I'm trying to think of some other stuff. Before we get out of here.
This isn't movie related, but
God.
We got a new family member today.
We got a dog, another dog, a big basset hound.
A basset hound, and his name's Sam.
Samwise, so I can do Lord of the Rings stuff like,
well,
my dear Sam.
I said he's named after Sam Raimi, but...
Sam, dear Sam, kiss me.
Steve wants to do that.
But, I think everybody's gearing up for the release of Mad Max Fury Road next time. So next weekend, we're definitely going to see that.
Oh, did we talk about going to see The Room again already?
I think so, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't repeat it.
This episode's really messed up because I couldn't figure out which order everything was in. So it may seem a little weird, or who knows, there may be repeats from last episode in it. I don't know. Next time, I'm going to clean out my phone, so next time it'll be for sure correct. But I can't think of anything else that's coming up other than Fury Road. That's about it, right?
Yeah, there's nothing coming out that you want to see besides Fury Road?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay.
So we'll let you go. And next time you can listen to our New York Ripper commentary. So, quack, quack.
There's actually another one coming.
Oh, yeah.
Soon after that.
Bad girl growling.
Brink's growling at her new brother right out in the wild.
Lieutenant, hey, somebody called for you.
Peace out.
Guy with a strange voice. Said he called back. Sounded just like a duck.